Well, after months of disappointment, this hasn't been a bad news week for agriculture. First, we get the news that next Wednesday, House and Senate conferees will get together and start working out their differences on a long-term farm bill. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin was recently in the Wisconsin Rapids area and talked about the need for that farm bill to get passed.
It's about managing risk, and I think about people involved in agriculture who don't control a lot of what they have to contend with. They don't control the weather. They don't control the price of their seed if they're planting annuals. They don't control the price of their feed if they're feeding livestock. And they often don't have much control at all over the price they get for their product. And so they need the farm bill to pass so that they can help manage their risk. And that's really the bulk of what the farm bill is in terms of the ag policy, is risk management tools.
And speaking of buying, despite the high cost, more farmers are looking to purchase farmland. Carl Tremmel from Greenstone Farm Credit Services said he certainly has been seeing a lot of activity in that area.
We're still seeing a fair amount of land purchases, and the prices keep escalating. We're not quite sure where the land prices will peak. At this point in time, no one really knows the crystal ball, what it's going to do going forward. I think the biggest part is most of our customers, when we look at financing land, we want to make sure that it's the right decision for them, that it cash flows, it's part of their operation. It makes sense for them to do that land purchase. But we do see more people selling land and purchasing land.
And cooperatives certainly play a very important role for agriculture and our rural communities, and that's why we celebrate October as Cooperative Month. This year, agriculture cooperatives are setting records and bringing in revenues and services to both communities they serve and the entire nation. And according to Lillian Serrano, she explains the various forms of agricultural cooperatives and their economic importance to rural communities as well as the nation's economy.
Farmer co-ops are probably the best known type of cooperatives, and there's other type of cooperatives like consumer-owned utility co-ops and credit unions and cooperative banks such as the Farm Credit System, as well as co-op-owned grocery stores and farmers markets. There's about 130 million people who own the nation's 30,000 cooperatives, and they generate about $650 billion annually in economic activity. Ag cooperatives support about 185,000 full and part-time jobs and are often the major employer in many rural towns.
And certainly cooperatives play a big role in our agriculture community and our rural towns, and a big salute to everyone involved in the cooperative way. Well, on the commodity front, not a bad day again for dairy. Blocks up to $1.86.5 per pound. Barrels sit at $1.80, while AA butter set $1.47.5 per pound. Class 3 prices, October tops at $18.24. November class 3 up to $18.70. December $17.87. And January up 7 cents to $17.07. Board of Trade lower prices. December corn off 2.5 at $4.40.5 per bushel. March drops to $4.53. Beans for November off fractionally at $13.09.75. March down a penny and a half to $12.82.5 per bushel. While on the livestock front, fed cattle market steady. Choice beef steers and heifers to $1.21. Holstein steers top at $1.07. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 70 to 93. Most of the slaughter cows, 53 to 69. Replacement bull calves steady as they go from 85 to 180. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Your feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 35 to 50. And feeder lambs, 145 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.